This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Shooting for victory over variants.
The virus isn't going to give up just with one fight.
Tiger Woods crash investigation.
We don't contemplate any charges whatsoever in this crash. This remains an accident.
Military families at the food bank.
We couldn't even go a full week without help.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the pace is picking up in the race to vaccinate millions of Americans. We could be just days away from a third coronavirus vaccine, this one from Johnson & Johnson, the first single-dose vaccine. And as we hear from CBS's David Begnaud, the vaccine maker Moderna is beginning tests on a booster shot to target a virus variant that's spreading fast.
It has been about a week now since Antonio Whiteley got his second dose of the Moderna vaccine and says he jumped at the chance to get vaccinated because he's a designated healthcare provider.
I'm not afraid of it.
But now he may have to get an additional booster shot from Moderna.
Am I thrilled? No. Maybe. Even after this booster, what if there's another booster after that?
That is a real possibility, according to Moderna's president, Dr. Stephen Hoge.
We all hope that this doesn't become something that happens for everybody every year in the same way as it currently does. We could run into a situation where we're ultimately needing to provide a booster vaccine every year or every few years.
A large real-world study of the Pfizer vaccine finds it is effective at preventing serious illness and death, even after just one dose. And the National Institutes of Health is going to study symptoms in what are known as long-haul COVID patients to unravel why they take so long to get better. Dr. Anthony Fauci says researchers have a lot of questions.
Does SARS-CoV-2 infection trigger changes in the body that actually increase the risk later on of such abnormalities, such as chronic heart or brain disorders?
Now to Southern California, where police say no charges will be filed in the Tiger Woods car crash. The wreck left the golfer with extensive leg injuries. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
The L.A. County Sheriff seems confident there's nothing criminal about the crash involving Tiger Woods.
This is purely an accident.
Still, investigators will be looking at everything from distracted driving to high speed as a potential cause.
Since there are no skid marks and obvious things we can determine speed, we have to go to the black box of the vehicle to estimate that speed.
The stretch of roadway in a suburb near Los Angeles is notoriously dangerous. Since January of last year, there have been more than a dozen accidents.
In Texas, the Border Patrol is allowing asylum seekers to cross into the U.S. from Mexico to have their requests processed. This is a reversal from the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy. CBS's Maria Villarreal says some have been waiting a long time.
In Matamoros, Mexico, this massive tent town is home to nearly 1,000 migrants. These are the families that followed the rules. They crossed into the U.S. through a checkpoint and were sent back to Mexico to wait for their asylum cases to be heard. Some have been here for 2 years. Sam Bishop is an Army veteran, providing essential medical help and other services for these migrants.
People's daily lives are here, and they've been here for so long that they've, you know, like anywhere else, they've been able to establish and function.
More than 70,000 people were sent to Mexico to await asylum hearings, creating a bottleneck in cases during the Trump administration. While those people wait in limbo, others are crossing the border illegally and taking their chances with the new administration. Andrea Rudnick is with Team Brownsville, a grassroots organization working to help families gain asylum.
them.
The word has gotten out that families with young children are getting across and getting released to go on to those families.
I mean, it's catch and release all over again.
Yes, it is. We're trying not to use those words, but yes, it is.
President Biden says he's read a U.S. intelligence report that CBS News has learned is expected to find Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the 2018 killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Mr. Biden indicates he plans to speak with Saudi Arabia's king again soon. Lawmakers in Texas today open hearings into the massive power grid failure that led to so much despair during last week's storms. Governor Greg Abbott.
This legislative session will not end until we fix these problems.
Just over a million people in the state still have issues with their water supply. CBS's Janet Shamlian says for many people who watched pipes fail in their homes, the cleanup will take months.
In Rachel Behenick's house, 9 pipes burst.
And water was just pouring out of this.
It's overwhelming for the Houston mom of 3 young children, who's also a 9th grade teacher, with students whose homes are just as wrecked as hers.
Somehow I have to help my students process whatever trauma they've had happen to them. All of that is kind of, I'm just sort of holding it off.
It's estimated nearly 40% of military families in this country have had trouble putting food on the table during the pandemic. As CBS's Mark Strassman tells us, many have been forced to turn to food banks.
We are military and we are struggling.
We met this Army family on the front line of a food crisis.
All right, my love, what would you like today?
Desiree Alvarez, her 3-year-old Elijah, and 6-year-old Mary Soul.
This is the first time that I've consistently had to go to a food bank over and over again.
Her husband's an E3 private at Joint Base Lewis McChord, or JBLM. Tacoma, Washington's expensive for a family of 4 living on $2,300 a month. Thurston County's food bank serves 1,500 military families like the Alvarezes.
We're going to the park.
A 22% spike since the pandemic began.
That hurts me.
Lieutenant Colonel J.P. Smith identified the downturn here.
You take a spouse who's normally working, they lose that second income, that's a blow on anybody.
Desiree Alvarez used to work until the military transferred them here a year ago.
I really need to find a job.
The Department of Defense estimates the jobless rate for military spouses is 22%. Families helping defend America in a bruising battle against hunger. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Atlanta.
It seems what we've done to try to stop the spread of COVID-19 has sidelined the seasonal flu. This is usually the peak of the flu season, but health officials say cases and hospitalizations have been at their lowest levels in decades. So low that the CDC is finding it tough to figure how well the flu vaccine is working. The House is poised to pass a bill to ensure legal safeguards for LGBTQ people. A Democratic backer has colorfully responded to a Republican opponent.
Illinois Representative Marie Newman's office is directly across from Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's office. Newman tweeted a video of herself placing a trans pride flag directly outside her door after Greene tried to block the Equality Act, calling it a direct attack on God's creation. Newman said she put the flag up so Greene can look at it every time she opens her door. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The parent company of Victoria's Secret says up to 50 more stores will be shut down for good this year. In 2020, 250 were closed. L Brands says it's still planning to spin off Victoria's Secret and is pushing to open new Bath and Body Works stores. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert.
And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.